Mozart's Requiem, Les Violons du Roi, in performance with La Chapelle du Québec, and you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore.
The Oasis Look at the Arts is brought to you by Kerner Hall, one of the world's great concert halls, featuring the best in classical, jazz, world, and roots music. For more information, visit rcmusic.com/performance.
Every day I got left, I'm gonna live free. I'm gonna open up that gift that God give me. Saves me the wrapping paper so I could package up my gift and pass it on. Ain't gonna live in fear no more. I'm gonna show up for Jesus like he showed up for me.
Jesus hopped the A train a moment there, and it's into its final week at the Young Center for the Performing Arts within the Distillery District. It is the latest from Soulpepper Theater, directed by artistic director Wayne Mangesha. When justice locks you up, what sets you free? Two notorious men await trial for murder, only to discover justice and goodness where it's least expected. Pulitzer Prize winner Stephen Adley Gurgis delivers an uncompromising drama about contradiction, contrition, and hypocrisy. Actor Tony Napo portrays Valdez in the story. The Scarborough native has been a mainstay of the Canadian theater scene, including working on Dora-nominated productions with Tarragon, Canadian Stage, Crow's Theater, Outside the March Factory, and Theater Calgary. He previously was in Soulpepper's Betrayal before joining the cast of Jesus Hopped the A-Train. Tony Napo, welcome to the New Classical
FM. Thank you so much. That's an impressive introduction. Even I'm excited I'm here.
It's good when you can be excited about you. You and Wayne, Scarborough kids, is that fair?
Yeah, yeah. Wayne actually, I met her. When I met her, I had no idea she had any connection to the theater. She was dating a very good friend of mine from high school for a while, and that was my initial interactions with her were in that capacity.
I was going to ask, you two must be able to reminisce a little bit about the old days. And
a little bit. I mean, we weren't super close then, but...
You both saw what it was.
Oh, yeah, and it's interesting. The first show that we did together was Butcher, which I believe she won Best Director for. And
it's a great show.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
And we fought every day. And we fought intensely, and we fought Scarborough style, and to the point where the rest of the cast was a little uncomfortable at times, and we weren't even speaking opening night. We were barely speaking.
And yet here she has cast you again.
Well, we work well together, and this one, it was funny because we got into tech, and we'd gone through the rehearsal process, and we're getting to the stage. Staging or getting on the actual stage.
Right.
And she said, "How come you're so easy to work with this time?" And I said, "Well, you got better."
Wayne Mangesha is the director. She was recently on the New Classical FM podcast, Art at the End of the World. Here's what she had to say about this play. Let's listen to this.
I think that what I did this season was I said to myself, not talking about when a play was written, but why a play was written.
Right.
And looking at the courage of the playwright and the playwright who want to change or add something to the theater ecology. That was sort of our framework, which enabled us to put plays that were written, 100 years apart.
Right.
In the same season, but tying them together as like kindred spirits.
Right. Jesus Hopped the A Train.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that show.
There's a lot of gray, everybody's complicated and people, especially in this moment, we want to put everybody in boxes. We want it to be clean and clear who is good, who is bad. And I find that really problematic and difficult. I don't think we learn or grow from that. And I think he's engaging us in a conversation of rehabilitation. What does it mean? What accountability do we have to those who've made mistakes in the world? And does that mean that they're forever a discarded part of our humanity? Or what does it mean? What relationship do we have to them? How are we accountable by when the system really fails people? And when it fails people in a particularly targeted demographic?
So let's talk about the first part of what she had to say there.
Sure.
Why Jesus Hopped the A Train? It's a 20-year-old play. Why in 2020 is it working so well, and why did she choose it?
Well, the themes of the play are timeless. Justice, redemption, condemnation, the people that live on the outskirts of normalcy.
Right.
The possibility of redemption, the plausibility of faith in God and accountability, accountability end up being willing to atone for things you have done to other people, or the indifference of just serving your time and waiting for the day to come out where you might just go do it again.
You're very much, so look at the prison system, and you're very much into the fine fibers of this show right now. You've performed it a fair amount now. What does it have you thinking about as you're walking out the door each night after you've performed it?
Well, you know, it's funny because it's, I don't think a lot about, you know, when I walk out the door, there's always somebody to talk to and see what they thought about it. Right. And that's what I'm curious about and interested in. Because my work is done.
What are those conversations then?
Well, I mean, primarily it's like, wow, you're so great, you know, which is
Tony,
every conversation, even if the show is terrible, they'd say that,
right?
Like, either say that or go home.
I was going
to around to say like, you know, that was terrible and I really wish I hadn't come. And I'll be like, I wish you hadn't come too.
But it isn't a place we spend a lot of time or even maybe think about where we're in the jail system and seeing people who've committed real crimes and now there are some crimes being committed against them.
I mean, probably I should have said to your initial question that we thought a lot and I thought a lot about it during rehearsal and while we were discovering the play. And, you know, my function in the play is to be the sort of the human representation of the U.S. penal system, or I'm the U.S. penal system in human form, which seeks to punish relentlessly these men, whether they're good men or whether they're bad men, whether their intent was to hurt someone or whether that was an unfortunate byproduct of an action that they engaged in without forethought. Either way, that those same people end up in the same place and get treated the same way.
Right.
And it's vicious and cruel and, in the character's mind that I play, justified and necessary. You know, one of my first lines in the play is, I know a murderer who did 7 years for killing a hot dog vendor, and he slept soundly every night, undisturbed by his conscience. And that doesn't sit well with this guy at all.
Right.
If you need to be sorry, you need to be sorry.
So you're Valdez, and this is a man who, you know, probably has a fairly specific vision of everybody who comes through those doors.
Sure.
Really doesn't matter. Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
And
you've done something to be here, and I'm going to make sure, you know, I can't say all of the dialogues.
Right.
But
I have heard a bit of it.
Essentially,
right. It's colorful.
Essentially, he says, if you don't mess with me, I can guarantee you a garden variety miserable existence. But if you do ever decide to mess with me, I will show you a world where mere misery is like toasting marshmallows around the campfire in your long johns.
Wow. Great line. What I do love about this, and Wayne touched on it in the second part of what she had to say, is that there is just a lot of gray area here. We don't walk out of this saying, yes, the justice system is working and all these people deserve what they got and so on and so forth.
And I think all brilliant plays do exist in that realm. You know, I don't need to go see a play to know that war is bad or misogyny is bad or racism is bad or rape is bad. I know those things are bad. Sorry, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I am curious as to why they're still here, why they happen every single day everywhere on the planet. Why is it seem to be that those things are inherently part of being human? And why do they happen? So it's the questions that are important. If someone tells me you should feel this way about this, that's not a good play in my mind.
Right.
A good play says go home and think about this,
and
figure it out, and figure where you stand in all of it,
and how
much are you willing to watch before you do something about it.
Have that debate with a friend, have that debate with a family member, have that debate with yourself. And yeah, maybe that is a great piece of art, right? Where you actually make a decision.
I think so. At least we're having the discussions, you know, versus Facebook where it's like, dislike.
Right.
You're a jerk, you're a jerk.
Yeah, real.
Nobody's listening.
Armchair criticism to infinite degree there.
It's so easy to respond to something you know nothing about.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about after this production, what's the rest of 2020 looking like for you?
of wealth and fame, I'm sure.
It's Canada. That's the Tony Nabo I know.
No, it's I'm going to go right into a play not even a month, or maybe just a month after we finish at the Coal Mine Theater.
Great.
Which is another phenomenal theater company.
On the Danforth, love it.
On the Danforth, run by Ted and Diana. And Diana Bentley and Ted
Dykstra.
Yeah. And he's directing the show.
I love what they do. They bring in these shows that have often won a Pulitzer or some sort of huge prize, and we haven't seen them yet in Toronto.
They're all Canadian premieres of brilliant plays, and this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, and it's a brilliant part. And you know, the first fear always is this is going to be the one where I suck, and everyone's going to turn on me. But, you know, I'm going to do everything in my... That's what drives me. I'm going to do everything in my power to disprove that.
You and me both, my friend. Tony Nabo, he's in Jesus Hop the A-Train. It continues at Soul Pepper through the weekend.
I think he's awesome.
Performances running evenings tonight through Saturday. Two matinees to choose from tomorrow and Sunday. Soulpepper.ca for info and tickets. And Tony, you're a joy. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for your time, brother. I appreciate it.
You're with the Oasis here on the new Classical FM.